Today, you're going to get to step inside of our brains. Be scared. Be scared. We're going to talk about some inner dialogue that we may have. So I hope you're excited to step on in with us. Be right back.
When you become a mom, you never imagine your child getting an autism diagnosis. It feels like your dreams have shattered, like a framed photograph falling off your mantle, exploding into a thousand pieces. But instead of trying to glue those pieces back together, this community of moms is here to help you build a new dream, a better one. So join in the conversation as us moms talk autism.
Okay, so we back. We back. We all here. We all here. Jean is here. I'm Jean. We have Shannon.
Hey.
We have Brittany.
Hi, Brittany's got the giggles today. I'm going to try really, really hard to hold it together.
Giggly Sue. She's giggly Sue. She's been
and just sleep deprived. That's all it is. Yeah. Nothing nefarious going on.
And we got, we are really good with the vocabulary today. Meh. Nefarious. That's a third one for you, Brittany. And Tosh, we got you.
Hi.
Everyone else has like a new placement of where they're recording. You can't see us.
Do you know what this, when I'm staring at this little screen situation, what is the game show where they're in the different
Hollywood Squares?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
This reminds me of.
I'll be Whoopi Goldberg.
You know what I'm saying? But doesn't that kind of remind you? Like they're in the.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to need you to get in character for that. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
I got to get my glasses on.
Yeah. Oh, buddy.
I feel like we need to make it clear that it's literally 10:15 in the morning and no one's been drinking.
Absolutely.
Oh,
no one.
Yes.
This is sober.
Yet.
I know. I haven't been. So you're good.
And don't feel guilty if you have already started drinking, because we know that some people like to shame others for that. And I'm here to say that Jesus loves everybody.
A little breakfast wine, Jesus's fermented grapes.
Jesus's first miracle was turning water into wine. So, I mean, I blame him for my.
And not just like the crappy stuff. This was like
the good stuff.
This is like what the, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What they gave in the beginning of the weddings.
It wasn't Manischewitz, hon. It wasn't Manischewitz.
Okay, Jean, bring us back in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
we better bring it back in because, you know, we are sometimes too silly.
Hey, listen. We said.
We offend people.
Whatever. They can kick rocks. We did tell them we're inviting you inside our brains. Here's our brains. This is like, here's your brains on,
drugs.
This is here's your brain as a mom. That's what it is. That they need a new commercial. And it says, here's your brain as a mom. Really honestly, we need to do that. And that's basically what we're kind of going to do today a little bit here is we've done a previous episode on mom guilt. We are going to do a jump off of that again and talk about the internal dialogue that happens more so stepping inside of our brains with the mom guilt. It's more about like getting in our feels. And not being shamed or ashamed by it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. I mean, I got enough mom guilt right now to go around. So, I don't, you know, I feel, I am feeling very strained as a mom right now and feeling like I'm not able or I haven't been able to do all the things to the capacity in which I may have in the past, especially around like holidays and special events. And, you know, that those types of things definitely gave me joy. But I also still have my Christmas trees up and I can't get them down. So, you know,
Okay, don't act like you haven't had those up for 2 years now.
No, I took them down. I put them back up.
God. Oh, for like a month. Okay. Oh, okay.
How long were they down?
Shannon, why are we shaming her right now, Shannon?
I took them down. Last March. Okay. My mother-in-law was here. Okay. So it's up a little longer than last year.
I was going to give love because Jean was on Marco the other day and I noticed her tree. You guys, I love Christmas. There is no Christmas shame. Like, I keep myself all year.
Weirdo.
So I actually was going to bring it up and forgot because I loved that your tree was up.
I did notice that too. And I was like, somebody shoot me. I'm more of a Brittany where I'm like, Next day. That's got
to
come down.
Come to my house. Down.
Pretty. Put on some clear lights. It's like year round. You're in a forest. I'm here
If I come to your house.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'll come to your house for the weekend. The first thing
I'm going to do is go in there and take your Christmas tree.
I will fly down just to take your Christmas tree down. And then
Come on down. The price is right. Let's go.
Jean, if I come to your house and your Christmas tree is up, I will snuggle you underneath
I'll celebrate Christmas with you again.
We'll have cocoa, we'll have little Baileys, and we'll have a little snuggle sesh.
Good. Yeah.
Jean, just to kind of, put it a little bit more into context, like, whatever about the Christmas tree, but things are different for you right now, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, it's been...
situation.
It's been a bizarre last 6 or so months.
I would say
And so I get that you're feeling a level of guilt for not being, whatever, Mary Poppins or whatever, but I mean, you're kind of in it right now.
I know.
Gotta give her a little bit of a pass.
You're a one man show, you know what I'm saying? A one woman show. Mm-hmm. You are
I know.
In survival mode. So
I know.
Who cares if you didn't make Easter baskets?
McKenna came to me crying like 2 days after St. Patrick's Day and she said, the leprechaun didn't come. And I was like, oh God, she remembered that from last year? Because I did I had to be extra. Now I paid the price for that.
Everybody needs some self care, It's fine.
True. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I said he just missed our house.
But I mean, so like, what is that dialogue then when you are thinking about this? Because on the one hand, you're like obvious part of your brain that's like reality. Like I am in the thick of the thick. But like, what are you telling yourself? Oh, I'm a sucky mom because I.
Forgot
to come to our house.
Yeah, I know. Even saying it sounds ridiculous. I probably should have said it so I don't have to. I think I just felt like I felt like I failed. And I mean, you just feel like it's like this compulsion, of like, making sure you're sustaining and maintaining and doing all the things that you usually do, as well as taking on all the new crap that we're doing. I don't know why we're insane. I don't know why we're like this, but, I get defensive and short tempered. And I just felt, again, I just felt like, I felt like I just let down. I think you, especially with going through divorce, even though I know I'm making the right decision, you still feel guilty for how this is impacting your kids. So for me, it was like, sure. I've done purposely and very well at making sure I'm anywhere I can pour joy into my kids' cups. That's what I'm doing, and I just felt like,
I think you just making that statement, saying that's what you're most concerned about, that right there says it all. There's obviously lots of people who don't take that into consideration, don't take, how hard it is on their kids and it's all about them. So that's like the first part of you, you know,
oh, yeah,
wiping away feel that guilt, right. You know, because you're pouring into just their mental stability of what everyday life looks like, you know, like who's gonna, you know, you're running the race of like, how am I going to get this child here and this child here while I have to do this and that? And I mean, that speaks volumes. I feel like we may not recognize it right now, you know, but kind of like our parents said to us, you know, it's.
But my parents didn't even sit me down when I had a divorce, like to even there, you were just along for the ride. You know, there was okay, no,
well, maybe you suck. No, I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. But I'm making light of the fact that like, you're trying to do better. You're breaking a, you know, I don't want to say a generational cycle because it might not be that, but like you're seeing what went wrong with you. And, you know, although you know that this is the right situation for you and the children, you're wanting to make it as, you know,
enriching for them. I want their life to still, I want them to feel enrichment in love and not overlooked and not glossed over, because in the busyness and the hecticness of like what is going on, you don't, you know, it is the small stuff that matters. And you know that those are the things that stick with kids. And so, I mean, and that's that stupid leprechaun. I mean, that's just one thing. I mean, this happens with everything. Like McKenna will remind me of something. And then she was like, but you said da da da. And I'm like, oh God. Like I just, I feel like it's almost like once a day. And there's other times where I'm just like, you know what I said the other night to McKenna, which I think I actually liked this own advice or this example that I came. I said, you know what I said? I said, McKenna, I'm really, really sorry that I upset you. Mommy is just really taxed. It's kind of like if you were all day having to do math problems, like that's all you were doing. You were just solving math problems all day. Like that's how I feel. I feel like that's all mommy has been doing. And I'm just really tired and we just need to rest and settle down. And I was like, cause that was like me trying to kind of on her level, kind of express like what this stress load feels like without having to project it onto her, you know, or after, I guess I did project it on her when I'm being like, I can't take this anymore. Please go to sleep. You know?
Been there.
Yeah, I was gonna say we've all been there.
Jack Murray Dillman, Sloan Renee Dillman.
Jean's never gonna let me live that down.
I love them. I love their names.
I feel like that's the portion of it too, though, where you are teaching them the reality of life and like that we are all perfectly imperfect humans. That like we make mistakes and we're not, you know, we're not going to do things always at 100%, you know, but being able to come to the table with them and say, yeah, yes, look, I know that I, you know, I made this mistake. I know that I promised this, but I'm mommy struggling right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically.
And be able to teach her that it's okay to admit when you're struggling. Like that is
struggling. Because- yeah. Yeah.
Like huge. I struggle with telling people when I'm struggling or like asking for help. So, I mean, what a service to teach her at this age that it's okay to ask for help. And it's
That makes me feel like that's a mom win. My little, what I felt like such a mom failure is turned out to be such a mom win.
What else would you be teaching her to pretend like it's all okay all the time?
Oh, yeah. I don't. Yep. No, thank you. No. That's not healthy.
Yeah. And that's not how you would want her to mom.
Fair. Very good. Okay. So my coaching session was very good. Who wants to go next?
Well, I was thinking, Shannon, can you just read that little prompt that we got again? That kind of started
us on this. Yeah. So, you guys, last week on the page, and obviously it's been more than a week because I don't know when this is going to go out.
On the Insta page.
Just pretend it was last week. Yeah.
I had talked about how I was feeling guilt. It was like 5 p.m. It was the first time I got on the Instagram page where I feel like I'm in this phase where I'm trying to make all these moves happen for a greater good, but I'm not getting any of them done perfectly, right? Like, it's just now it's 5 and I haven't even gotten on the Instagram page. And I asked you guys, you know, where are you struggling? What is the thing that you're really struggling with right now? And the one that really kind of oof was constantly feeling guilty for not loving every single moment of being a mom. That was the one that hit real hard. In fact, whoever you are, I'm fairly certain I wrote back to you and said, oof. I think that was my reply. Because I think we've all been there. And I was telling the girls before this episode that the Instagram accounts that I hate the most, I'll leave out the expletives that I used when I was describing the Instagram accounts, are...
Boo. Just kidding.
The accounts where... everything is perfect all the time and they love every single second of everything they're doing as a mom, and like nothing is hard and being a mom is perfect. And then the judgment that is given to moms who admit that not every part of being a mom is a walk in the park, and
mm-hmm. or know, that they even love it,
unicorn and ice cream. Yeah,
that know. They even like that sometimes you question like, why did I do this?
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I have, Brittany. I cannot tell you the number of times lately, I think I've said it to you girls too, but even Doug, like you get in bed, it's so late, right? The house mm-hmm. is a mess. There's still dishes in the sink. Like laundry is sitting in the washing machine wet and I just go to bed, right? Mm-hmm. And there's just a million things going on. And I just turned to him and I just said, who thought this was a good idea?
Yeah.
Who thought it was a good idea? To have not one, not two, not three, but four children. Four. Okay. And I know that's a rhetorical question. I know the answer is me because I chose to do that, right? But 25-year-old Brittany, you know, popping those babies out, needs to have a reality check right now because this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you love them any less. It doesn't mean you would change it in any way.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the concept with our autistic children, you know, like, is it hard? And do some days we're just like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm even getting through this, but I wouldn't change them. I wouldn't change them for the world. No. I love who they are as, you know, Jack and his autism and all of it. Like but it's hard. And, you know, I would be lying if I didn't sometimes say, like, what would life be like if I was just rich and single?
Single and with no kids and living in Fiji.
It's a fantasy that crosses my mind every once in a while. Not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah. Nicole, can you let us in on this secret to life?
Can we have an episode with Nicole where she tells
stories.
And we just drool over them.
I mean, I've gone to bed and I've talked about, like, I'm like, okay, this one's my favorite kid right now. Can we just have that one right now? Because he or she is my favorite.
But y'all, this isn't even a mom guilt thing. I sometimes feel that about being married. So, you know, if we're just going to keep it real, you know, and I would never change Tyler from, I love him. I love being married to him. But
marriage,
like, you know, dude,
marriage is hard. It's not easy.
Having a relationship with myself is hard sometimes. Yeah.
I know. I would like to trade myself in sometimes.
Let alone other people. You know what I'm saying? It just makes it real messy.
But you know what, Jean? You are getting on my dang nerves right now, Jean.
You are too much.
You're
for me.
Being crazy. That was me. Me this week for sure. I'm like, oh no, I'm being too much. I'm being too much. Too much. Yeah.
You know, I, and Shannon can, you know, I mean, we all have our different hards and our different struggle, but being a first responder wife, you know, let's just put that in a shiny little basket and wrap it up real nice and neat. You know, you're home all the time with these children and, you know, I mean, most of the time, the husbands come home and it's not like they can't be bothered to take care of their children. Of course, they're taking care of their children, but it's just different. It changes the dynamic. And most of the time I want to just like, I'm going to run away. I'm just going to go. Like, I wish my parents still lived here so I could just go stay the night at their, house. Do you know what I mean, Shannon? I mean, like,
oh,
you know,
I
Tyler.
I show houses the other day and I told Jay, I'm going to show this house and then I'm just going to drive to Mexico.
Just run away. So, you know, like, yeah. Tyler had said the other day to me about, something to do with the, with like teaching the academies and how it's going to change. And if you're going to, you know, from here on out, if you're going to do it, it's going to be basically like 6 weeks of, you know, six to six, you know, so not working any 24s. And, I kind of almost for a second was like, I might enjoy that. Like, no, I wouldn't, cause I would hate it when I was in it. Right. Cause I would be like, just go away, like go back to work or whatever. But you know, on the side of it where it's like having a little bit of that reprieve when he comes home, you know, it's just like, okay. I can breathe again. You know,
yeah.
I don't totally hate being a mom. I guess I don't totally hate being a wife. You know, I don't know.
So I have a question. What aspect of parenting or being a mom do you feel like you struggle with the most, or that you have those guilty feelings rise up the most? Is there one particular like avenue of parenting or like, you know, part of it that's a struggle for you? I know it's all hard, but is there any,
I don't know, like anything? I feel like I've always struggled just, you know, even before being a parent, just not being good enough. And so same kind of concept, Jean, okay. Like maybe you're talking about right now with just not, you know, feeling like you're failing at everything and you're not doing everything perfectly and you're not being this, you know, Wonder Woman mother. I feel like those have always been inner thoughts that I've struggled with. And, so I think now just being a parent, that is it, you know, that I'm just not living up to my own ridiculous expectations that I put on myself, you know? And it's like, it's so silly, you know, you can moments like this, step outside of that and be like, girl, come on, you know, like what? But when you're in it day to day and when you're in that struggle, you know, like I talked about with Jack right now, where he just gets very frustrated really easy. And then he takes it out on me. And it's like, I used to be such this hard shell. And now it is just like that. It hurts my feelings, you know, and it makes me feel like I'm failing. Makes me feel like I'm failing, you know? I don't know. I guess that's just it. My own.
Very common. I think a lot of people do feel that way. I know. Lots of moms who've expressed similar.
Do you know what time I hate the times I hate the most? And I'm like, and I really beat myself up about is, and I think it's because they require so much energy. And we know this because our kids who are autistic require more energy to do these things, but transitions, like transition times, like,
dinner to bath time. Yeah.
Yeah. And the worst is the school pickup. School pickup to transition from school to home. Like that whole thing. I used to love it before because I love it and I hated it because I hated it because of the dual logistics because my kids were in different places. And so, you know, in different times or different times pickup. But that allowed me for the home piece to layer in their transition times, but to actually have to transition both of them at the same exact time. And then it's like the demand is just so much more intense. And it used to be even worse when it was like we had therapy at the house every day and they're here. And it was like, you know, it's just a boom. And you have like people at your house right away. And I tried to like taper it off so that I could scale kind of a little bit of having a better transition and not have all the three things at once. But it's like, I despise it, and it makes me not a nice person, I swear. And I'm like, mm-hmm. and then immediately, and I know, and I'm sure everyone would love to shame me for this, but it just is like, I'm reaching for the wine right then and there. I'm like, boom. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, mm-hmm. people will die if I don't.
She doesn't mean that literally.
I know. But you know, it's all,
nobody calls CPS.
Yes, please. Yes. Don't, for numerous reasons, don't call CPS. Thanks. But yeah, I mean, those are the times I hate the most. It's not when you're like actually in the middle of something, like doing something meaningful, or even the actual bath time itself. It's just the transition times, because, you know, one, Rory's not fully autonomous to do everything from soup to nuts. So it requires a lot more prompting. Now with like a kid, a typical 9-year-old, you know, you could say, all right, go do your things. Go do all your things. Take care of your entire, and I will see you when you get out of the bath. You know what I mean? And that was mm-hmm. how I was raised, you know, like my mom, after I turned 7 years old, like there was not, she didn't have to monitor my, you know, personal care routine in the evening. It was like, go, it's time for you to go do that, you know? You know, knew what your bedtime was and all that stuff. There was just, there's not that. I think it might be like an issue of like not having enough, there's just not enough time to recover. It's kind of like, you kind of talked about it a little bit there. It was like, when you have some time to recover, you don't then have those, you have less negative thoughts about how much you despise motherhood or being a wife at that current time or current moment. So mm-hmm. it's just because it's just so much more of the load, you know? So, well, we,
go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. Go ahead, Tosh. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say it's kind of one of those things for, you know, for me, like where that recovery time right now feels so important. And I feel like, you know, again, going back to being a first responder wife, you know, that recovery time feels like it's right when Tyler gets home. And Shannon, I'm sure you know, feel the same way about this, but it's like, but then there's that level of guilt because, you know, I'm like passing the baton essentially. And mm-hmm. it's not like he's not tired from being at work, you know? So it's just this weird level of like not shaming yourself, not shaming your partner, you know, and not being angry with being exhausted and your kids being exhausting, typical and diverse, you know, both of them equally monsters, you know. I'm just kidding. Nobody out there hate me for that. I'm gonna
oh please.
I know. I'm just saying though. No. But you know what I mean? Like that is it feels like a never ending cycle sometimes, you know? And I feel like the only time that they're really excited with me or I'm not letting them down, one or the either, because of, you know, having to tend to different needs, is when I'm doing something that is tangible to, you know, taking them to Wendy's for a Frosty or, you know, being at my wit's end. So we're going to go to Walmart and you're going to pick out a small toy if you just like stop talking for the rest
Let's play the quiet game. Yeah.
You know, and I know that sounds horrible, but that's, you know, and then you're doing this inner dialogue of like, am I that parent? Am I buying my child's love or am I, you know, somehow like, I don't know.
No, you're buying peace.
I know. And that, you know, like that
problem buying peace.
Right. We get that. But at the same time, you know, there's that part of you that is just like, am I just sucking at this? Like, is anybody else sucking at this with me or feeling like that? You know, yeah. I don't know. And then that's the hard part about it, where we just have the societal shame around, you know, like, you know, if you're saying, oh, it's whatever time mommy's having some mommy juice because I need to, you know, deal with my children. And then you get shamed for, you know, you should have never had children if that's how you have to, you know, you have to quote unquote deal with your children. Oh, you know, so there's just such that again, that social media aspect of that's so in our face in our life 24/7, that's shaming us in any direction. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Ugh.
Shannon, how does mom guilt manifest itself for you? What does it look like for you? Like,
I have a perfection problem. So it's that type one thing, right? So like when I was talking on the stories the other day, it's like I've got all of these balls that are in the air and I have like very high expectations of each one. So then when I fail to meet that expectation, then it goes back to like what's been bothering me is I've been working a lot for the real estate thing and I'm doing it for Gracie's future. Like that's the purpose of doing it. But then when either something doesn't work out and I'm spending a lot of time away or other things fall because I'm doing other things or I'm not spending the time with Gracie, it goes back into like, what am I even doing? What am I even doing this for? What even is the point of this? So I struggle with that. I also, like I talked about before, I figured out my medication was super off for my thyroid. And like, I've been so tired the last 6 months and I've been feeling so guilty because at the end of the night, I'm done by 6:30 PM. Like I will be in bed at 7:30 if I can, because I've just been so exhausted and tons of guilt with that because, Maya, like right now she's in track and she doesn't even get home until 6:30 or 7. So then like really struggling with guilt of literally like saying goodnight to my daughter as she's walking in the door. Mm-hmm. Or like last night she got home from track later and she literally came in to say goodnight to me and I was already in bed. Like my 17-year-old is tugging me in because I'm so exhausted. Like, you know, so... And I mean, luckily we've found an answer and we're working on that. So that's good news. But struggling a lot with that lately too, just the exhaustion, the load, feeling so tired and feeling like I'm not giving enough to that relationship, especially knowing that she's almost 18, right? Mm-hmm. Like she is at a point where she's, you know, eventually going to blossom and become a peacock. You got to let her fly, you know?
Peacocks don't fly, no, but it's okay.
It's a movie.
That's from the other guys. It's from the other guys.
Come on, you guys.
That's I'm a peacock. Mark Sorry, Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg says, I'm a peacock, sir. You got to let me fly. Listen, just don't go chasing waterfalls.
And Brittany and I are both like, peacocks don't fly.
No, but yeah. So I mean, that's a lot of that, and then just guilt and feeling down on yourself, and you know.
Yeah, because like you have all these avenues of where you're doing good things, but you're not even able to give 50% to each avenue, right?
Yeah.
So it's all for the greater good, but then it's just that level of like. But I'm barely, those plates are barely spinning, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then the purpose of it is important.
Is important. Right. Like right. That's of, what, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. Huh. Mommy it is hard.
It is. Mommy should is we hard. Just.
Once again, who thought this was a good idea?
Should we just like double.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Don't recommend. Out. I'm just kidding.
You know, and it's that's the hard part of it too, is because there is that side of you that, like, you know, of course you love your child to death. They came from you, and there's those moments where you're just like, man, I just want you to just stay like this forever, and you know, mm-hmm. and but it's both. But it's yeah. it's both, you know?
And I think it's normalizing, like, you can feel the same at the same time and yes. normalizing that, right? Like, you're not a horrible person because you feel that way.
Yeah.
And it's common. And I think that that's what I loathe so much about those Instagram accounts, you know, where it's just like, normalize that it's okay to feel this way. Like, it's okay to have that going on. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean you're a bad mom. Like, let's not send you into another shame spiral because you clearly don't love your children enough, which is not the case at all. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I don't know, because then when we're not with them, we just miss them and we just want to snuggle them. So, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Stuff, man. I don't know. I think so. Was it this last weekend? I had one night without them and I slept so good.
Gloriously.
Oh my God. I slept so good. And then it was like, I get the text message. Can you come get them at 8:30 a.m.? And I'm like, okay. See you soon. You know, and it's like, I need a whole week of that. I didn't realize like how behind on sleep and rest and all that that I am. And I'm like, oh my God, please, please.
I'll tell you, Brittany, I don't know about you, but this last Hawaiian vacation, I've always been the mom that's like, oh, I miss my kids right away. I feel guilty that they're not, you know, with me. But
yeah,
this last vacation with Tyler and I was like, let's never go home. We don't have to stay in Hawaii, but let's just not go home. Let's just, you and I, Bonnie and Clyde, let's do this.
It reminds me of This Is 40 when they go on vacation. Do you know what I'm talking
Seriously,
about?
Seriously, I was like,
and she's like, she's like, why do we even fight? Like, why do we even fight? Fighting is
yes.
so
Yes. I mean, we did, you know, fight over because we're just, that's how we are. We're El Passion. But it's just, it was so good. It's like, we didn't even like talk about the kids, which has never been a thing. You know, we'll go out on a date and we immediately start talking about kid stuff and, you know, we're just like, why do we do this? And it was none of that. It was just.
That's awesome.
Did you guys and talk about how, you know, did you fantasize about how you would murder each other? Because that's also the best part of that movie too. And Paul Rudd's like, I would do this and I'd put you through the wood chipper. She was like, a wood chipper? Oh my God. So violent.
Well, like I know Shannon's got it covered for me. I know that my girls mm-hmm. will.
Oh, we'll cover your tracks. No
right,
problem.
Exactly. Yeah, so, no, but I'm. But seriously, it was.
Wood chipper sounds good.
It was the first vacation or first time being away from them where I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I didn't miss them, but I did, you know, where I was like, this is so good.
You were able
this
to.
I was able to totally separate yeah. and like, you know, this is what we need. You know, mm-hmm. this is what I need, especially like I need yeah. to feel like a person and.
Well,
you know,
I'm trying to do that for my birthday. I'm trying to do that for my birthday. I'm trying to.
You should.
Two nights at a hotel. I'm trying to put my butt at one. So we'll yeah. see what happens. It's like a really busy time in Austin right now. Or like, so that's been my struggle. But mm-hmm. yeah, I want yeah. to.
So like, how do we, I mean, you know, we're talking about. It's normalizing it. And this, you know, this is, we shouldn't be shame around, you know, sometimes thinking that we hate our kids and.
Well, okay. All right. Back it up.
Nope. Tasha's face.
It's all right. But I think the whole point that we really want to emphasize is that it's not that things aren't going to be hard. Of course, things are going to be hard and you're going to struggle with aspects of, you know, external issues that come up with kids, right? Whether that's an illness or school troubles or financial struggles or us, you know, spousal issues or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But there is no requirement anywhere that says you have to love every aspect of being a mother. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where that came from originally, where that thought comes that if you don't love being a mom every second of every day, then you're not worthy
of being a mom. Mm.
You're not doing it right, or
social media,
whatever.
Right. Yes. Thank you. I think it's hello. Even before it was before then, but it's just magnified now.
It's exacerbated now. But like, I know, I think my mom could speak on that. I think she had very similar feelings at our stage of life. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, that pre-social media and all of that, pre-computers, all of it, just feeling that immense sense of guilt that I'm not doing the way that my friends are necessarily doing it, or look at them, they seem to have it all together, or blah, 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 keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing, and feeling so guilty about it. Mm-hmm. I remember her talking about how Mother's Day was the worst day of the year for her. And I think that's still a thing now. People don't like that because it makes them feel so inadequate. And it's just, I don't know. It's just not true. And I don't know what to do. I mean, we can't change everyone's lives and stop the stigma full stop, you know, with one conversation, but it's okay not to love every part of it.
I think.
Do you love any of it?
I think sitting in that though. That. I think sitting in that though, and really doing a, you know, that introspective kind of okay, this is a normal feeling.
It is normal.
And why am I feeling this way? And what avenues can I change? You know, and not meaning like, oh, so I don't think this way, but just so that, you know, I'm not having, like Jean said, this inner dialogue of where I'm just shaming myself along with the outside world shaming me as well, you know?
Yeah.
Like just doing that own personal.
So yeah, this is like psychology 101, right?
Totally.
Life coach stuff, right? Right. Like,
I'm a life coach now, Shannon.
You have.
Don't even get me started.
Okay.
On
okay.
Psychology 101.
I should not have said life coach.
Because Brittany went to school for psychology, everyone. So she actually has a background.
I don't like
life coaching, on the other hand.
Not at all. No, but what the idea is that you have this negative thought, right? This negative dialogue that comes seemingly unbidden to your mind, whether that's through habit or through whatever. Shannon's making faces at me. What can happen then is you need to acknowledge that thought. You need to name it for what it is. Okay. I am feeling mom guilt right now. Mm-hmm. Is this legitimate? Is this justified? Or is this just some unbidden thought that has come to me that has been trained in my head through my culture and my own, you know, misgivings of my life? And if you can, and you need to be honest with yourself, if you can honestly say, I don't think this is true. I think this mom guilt is misplaced and I should not be feeling this right now. If you, sometimes you literally have to say it out loud. Mm-hmm. And the more times you do that, it's going to become easier to dismiss those negative thoughts, those untrue negative thoughts, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And be able to replace them.
I was making faces because you froze on my end. So I was pretending like I was engaged in what you were saying. But we're golden because you didn't freeze for everyone else.
Perfect. Okay.
So I was not mocking.
I thought she was just making fun of me because she's mean to me sometimes, you guys.
Oh, no, never.
Just kidding.
Never. And I think too, like sometimes I will do that with like things with my kids. Like, do I love, I mean, I've already explained my hatred of my family calendar on an episode before. Like, do I love managing the calendar for my family? No. Do I love transitions? No. Do I love doing Zoom speech therapy? Sure don't. Like, do I love that anytime I want to go anywhere, it has to be an entire production? Nope. Mm-mm. But do I love watching Gracie color pictures, you know, of Goofy and Mickey on her bedroom wall and be proud of them? Yes. Do I love when I'm sitting on the couch with Gracie at the end of the night and she looks over and says, night, night, mommy, because she's decided it's time to go to bed? Sure do. Mm-hmm. Like, there are so many of those things that I love more than anything. And I think sometimes it takes that balance, right? Like, Mm-hmm. Not yeah. everything is all positive all the time. And I think it's fine to acknowledge right. that. So maybe if you are feeling guilty, I do love like the point of what I'm thinking. Is it actually true? Is this the truth? What I'm saying mm-hmm. right now? I like that. But then just balancing it with the things that you actually really do love about being a mom, because I yeah. guarantee like all of us can pick out a ton of different things that we love about being moms. And then it'll just reassure you that you're not a horrible person, because there are things that you actually really do love.
You're not a horrible person. You're not a horrible person.
Can I give an example of this? And I'm not sharing this to toot my own horn, but this is just where I'm at right now, right? I've okay. been mm-hmm. a parent for almost 20 years now. So this is my stage. So Doug and I went on a date last night, and we had 3 people in the house to watch Austin and Ruby. I had my 2 older teenage boys, and I had a respite worker here. Mm-hmm. That's how many people it took for us to go out for 3 hours last night. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is my respite worker leaving once the kids were in bed. And this is the text she sent me. All right. I just left. Scott is putting Ruby, and Austin was in bed already. Scott and Tyler helped a lot with cleaning up. Good job, Scott and Tyler. Proud of them. Ruby had a bit of a hard time getting to bed, but we did some squeezes and that helped calm her down. Also, Austin loved the meatloaf, but ate too fast and choked and threw up. But otherwise, was in a very good mood. All in all, it was a good night. Hope you're having fun. Yeah. That's what my respite worker sent me last night, guys. And I read that and I didn't even respond. I was like, awesome. Turned off my phone and enjoyed my evening.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Go, Brittany. Go, Brittany. That is awesome.
You know, and I don't know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, I would have been like, oh my gosh, throwing up. I felt so guilty and felt so bad. Called mm-hmm. her back right away. Like, are you okay? Like, is the kids okay? No. I was like, cool. Have a great night. Came home. It's totally fine.
Oh, look. So spoken like a true 80s cool. mom. Good. He's not sick. Yeah, yeah. He just threw up once. Great. Awesome. We're good.
Spray some Windex.
And she cleaned it up. There wasn't even any throw up when I got home. It's like bonus, you know? So yeah, just, I don't know. Like, I didn't feel guilty about it. So like, and I'm not saying like, I'm so great. Look at me. Just like, it can be that way. And I'm another time, another text, I probably will feel guilty. Like, yes. I'm not perfect.
Like you have a million times in the last week over Absolutely. Marco. Polo with
yes,
us,
I've been talking about this a lot, right? But this time, I was able to access that information and receive it in a healthy way, and I'm proud of myself for doing that. So, when you do a good job pushing that mom guilt away,
yeah.
congratulate yourself. I think that's yeah. important.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
I love it.
I actually need to go pick up a kid. So,
let's wrap it up, girls.
Wrap it up a little early. Sorry, girls. I got to go.
Yeah.
No, that's it. Okay. We're at 47 yeah. minutes. Sweet cheeks.
Okay.
Are you going to sing us out, Tosh?
Do you want to? Are we talking about peaks? Are we peaking it?
This is the hot
I have a peak. I have a
hot
peak.
Mess Express. This is the hot Park Hotel.
Whitney yes.
Houston. Come on. Yeah. I am like, Whitney Houston's been my jam. Lately,
I could tell.
I'm on a Janet. Anyways. I'm on a Janet kick right now.
Oh, I do love me some Janet.
It back. Okay, mm-hmm. Brittany, what's your peak?
Okay, all right. So I have one. Taking it back to 80s and 90s again. I went to go replenish my shampoo and conditioner at the store the other day, and they did not have my usual brand. Right. This mm-hmm. is a story. Stay with me. And so I was perusing the shelves, trying to find something else. And I came across Herbal Essence, you guys.
Oh my
and I
gosh,
saw it
back in the day, all
and
of
I
it.
Was like, Moose, oh, they still gel. Make this? They still yeah. make it. So I grabbed a bottle of the rose, right?
Oh, yeah.
Rose hips. Classic. And I opened it up and my olfactory senses took over my brain. And I was back in 1997, standing in my bathroom, getting ready for school in the morning before high school, in my cheerleading outfit with my roll-on glitter stick, and I was just rubbing it all over
my body, oh my God.
Getting ready for school.
It was a whole experience.
And my backpack Dude. Was packed, and I was there. And it made me so happy that I bought that jumbo bottle.
Yes, girl.
And I
oh my gosh.
I take a trip down memory lane every time I take a shower now, and it just so happy. So happy.
I love it.
I've got the little bear clips. I've got the glitter roll-on spray. I've got the lipstick that matched your shirt that day and the eyeshadow, and it just is the whole thing, and it just made me so happy. So my advice to you is, if you need a little pick-me-up, mm. go find that smell. Go to Bath & Body Works. Do mm-hmm. what you got to do mm-hmm. to find that smell that takes you back.
Mm. Well, the good news is if you're really looking for the 90s, all you have to do is walk into Target right now.
It's so true. The clothing is there. Yeah. But the smell
is such a thing. I need to go to Target.
It's a thing.
Grab yourself some Herbal Essence. It's glorious. Yeah, it's glorious.
I love it. See, I never got into Herbal Essence. I was a Salon Selectives girl.
Absolutely.
Well, since we are going back, I had Janet on yesterday, and I roller skated in the house yesterday morning. Mm. I needed to work out some nervous and anxious feelings because I was still like coming off of a very long day from legislative session. And I was like, I'm still not unwound. And so I was like, mm-hmm. let's skate. Let's skate.
Dude, I need some roller skates.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like with the role I'm on lately,
you should not try it. No, all I can see is some more injuries.
Yeah. Isn't this cute, you guys? Shannon just hit 40, and she's discovering the fun of the literal, like.
I mean, I was breaking before I was 30. Let's
okay,
real.
But it's
it is a thing.
It's hit you quite hard in the last.
It picks up a bit more momentum and an accelerated rate pace.
Picks up a bit more, Shannon.
Picks up a bit more.
That just reminded me of my peak. Thank you, Jean.
You're welcome. Oh, what's your peak?
Josh, do you want to go? Or
you fell and you didn't injure yourself?
No. Oh. So we all know. No, because that would never happen. We all know that I am a true crime fanatic. I love Junkie. All things true crime, mm-hmm. true crime podcasts. I've talked before about how I'm obsessed with Morbid, which is a true crime podcast. I found the British version of Morbid. It is two British women with perfect accents and enunciation who discuss true crime. And another reason it is, it's called Red Handed, for those of you true crime junkies out there, on Wondery. And the really great thing about it is, check this out, I found a new true crime podcast, go to show, that has 294 episodes that I have not heard yet. Do you even know the joy in my heart from this?
She's going to geek out.
Oh, you guys.
Mm-hmm. She just got sucked in.
Any true crime recommendations, you know who to reach out to. Because mm-hmm. this is my thing. But yeah, so that was my peak of the week. What mm-hmm. you got, Tashi?
Yeah. What do I have? I'm just surviving. No, I'm just kidding.
Waffles.
Oh, waffles. Buddy. I'm on a little – like I'm the person who gets really into a snack mm-hmm. or a drink. I think we've talked about this before.
Yes.
Or some kind of food, and then I obsess on it for a while until I hate it. Or not hate it, but I just need like a very long break from it. And we made waffles the other day, the Krusty's brand? Belgian waffle mix, the light and airy or whatever. Y'all – come on.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Oh. Speaking of British Siri. I didn't get that. Can you try again? Oh, he doesn't. Stop it. Anyways, so good.
He feels like he has to compete with my podcast now.
He does. He's like, Shannon, I can't with you.
I can't.
So good. They're so good. I've just been eating waffles like, you know.
Waffles Nobody's for breakfast?
Waffles for all the time. All of them. Savory, sweet. Give them to me. No. Okay. Seriously, though. Jack is in soccer. He's in – we've talked about this, I think, too. He started in just on a – you know, I hate saying the word normal, but not a special needs soccer team or rec team or whatever. And he is, I'm not going to say he's doing good. He's doing fine. He's, these boys have all been playing together. You know, they're third and fourth graders. They've all been playing together for the last couple of years. And it just gives me joy to watch him out there being the kid that's just in it. But then also, you know, oh, it's raining. Look at the rain coming down. Oh, there's a flower right here.
Yeah. Do you know? Those are my favorite ones to watch.
Yes. Where I'm like, do you, I love it. Like, be in it. This doesn't need to be serious. You know, yeah. I'm sure, you know, these, hopefully these other little boys are a little bit forgiving. You know, I'm like, I told you, coach, this was how it was going to go. And,
yeah.
But he's just joy. He's just joy. He just had so, you know, he's having so much fun and it's not this, you know, competitive. And I'm able just to sit back and be like, that's my kid. Aww. Sorry. He's having a good time and, you know, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
Whatevs. Anyways, that's it. Heartwarming.
All right. We're going to wrap this up and I'm going to go listen to True Crime in British accent.
I think. Okay. That sounds exciting. Wow. I hope you enjoyed this trip inside our brains. You can see it's a little special.
We're messy.
Yeah. A little messy, little crazy. Also a little bit fun, you know, we're fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's all in good fun.
So party.
So you know what you need to do. You have to go and join us on our community page. And
then you don't need to tell them what they need to do. So let's just end it.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone appreciates a good reminder. Okay.
Well, apparently they already know.
This is my brain. This is my mom brain on drugs, not on drugs. This is my brain on kids.
Okay. Follow us. Don't forget Instagram at Moms Talk Autism. Give us a review on Apple, because that's how we can just spread the joy. Okay. Spread it.
Yep.
Spread it. Love y'all.
Oh, great choice of words. See you later. Bye.
Spread the joy. Bye.